welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, you guys have heard us talk about the Quarter Miles program that we started.
Thank you. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, I really like that name because it really does talk about the quarters that were part of the U.S. Mint Department when they came up with the designs on the quarters back, several years ago now. And everyone was collecting them and had their little booklets. And a lot of schools also, too, use the quarters as a way to teach about the different states. So it's kind of the same thing that we're doing. We are telling people about the quarters and what those designs mean to hopefully inspire them to go to these different states that we talk about each week.
Right. This is the next step. And, you know, you find inspiration anywhere. It could be on a quarter.
It could be on a quarter, and then you go and hit those miles. So let's talk about Florida today. And I know Florida is very special to you. So I'm just going to let you take it away.
Right. Well, both my parents born and raised in Florida, so it is a very special place. And the Florida State Quarter gives you a lot of options for, you know, wherever you want to go across a very big, diverse state. On the quarter, you'll see a Spanish galleon or a multi-decked sailing ship, the Sabal Palmetto, the state tree, and a space shuttle. And then it has the caption, Gateway to Discovery, which is really exciting. So one example that where you could see a Spanish galleon and learn a bit more about the treasure ships and pirates is at the McLarty Treasure Museum, located in the Sebastian Inlet State Park. So you can, you know, explore a state park while you're there as well. And it's near Vero Beach.
Now, is that near St. Augustine?
Not quite, but it's pretty close. But
it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this museum is dedicated to the 1715 Spanish treasure fleet. So it's a specific fleet. And here you can see many kinds of treasures that Spanish explorers found in South America. Silver and gold that were smelted into coins, sword handles, all different kinds of designs. And this fleet would meet every year in Cuba in the summer. And they would all kind of go over everything that they gathered in South America and even from Asia as well. And then they would go back to Spain. But in 1715, there was a hurricane that sank the entire fleet somewhere between Sebastian and Fort Pierce. And there were 1,500 survivors. So, you know, it's kind of surprising that there are 1,500 survivors of a hurricane. And they received help from the Spanish headquarters in St. Augustine. So they came down to help them kind of rebuild and see if they could, you know, gather anything from the treasure. And St. Augustine is another great place to visit. It's the oldest permanently occupied European settlement.
I love St. Augustine.
Right. It's beautiful. And once everyone heard that there was this big shipwreck full of silver and gold, everyone got involved. There were Native American divers, English pirates, other kinds of pirates. Everyone flocked here to gather as much treasure as they could. And this McLarty Museum features a lot of what was recovered.
Well, I know that that was kind of the pathway for a long time with a lot of the Spanish ships and the merchants that would travel down to the Caribbean. They would come through Florida in that particular area. So there were a lot of pirates that were
kind of exciting.
Sailing the seas. Yes, exactly. I'm sure Blackbeard had some time through there as well.
Yes. And, you know, one of my favorite places in Florida, Pensacola, where my dad's from, up in the Panhandle. So far away from St. Augustine, but there's some old pirate forts there as well, and some old Civil War forts for the Union. So it's another great place to explore history. But going back to the quarter and the space shuttle, you can check out the Kennedy Space Center.
Oh, absolutely.
So cool. And it's in Titusville, which is actually really close to Orlando. So if you're planning Disney World, Universal Studios trip, you might want to go check out the Space Center as well.
Absolutely. You could do the whole sort of thing there.
Right.
A little bit of something for everyone with a trip like that.
Yes. You've got your film geeks, your science, space nerds, everyone.
Everyone,
there's something for everyone there.
And Disney World is just always, I think, multi-generational. I think everyone can have fun there.
Yeah. The child inside of you just
comes out.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And at the Space Center, you can touch moon rocks. You can walk under the largest rocket ever flown. You can meet astronauts, get a firsthand look at the future of space exploration. And there are also some real launch pads you can check out. There's some really cool IMAX theaters that show 3D space films, you know, kind of like that you can only watch there. And if you plan it right, you can catch a live rocket launch as well.
Well, that sounds really fantastic. And, you know, I really love the Disney World option because it is really one of the most popular attractions in the U.S., they get over 20 million visitors a year.
Wow.
going to Disney World. So it must be more than just the kids going. It's got to be the parents going, having a good time too, going to see Mickey and Minnie and just having a great time at Disney World.
Right. And there's always, you know, little changes that they make every year. And then, of course, everyone's favorite attractions that you never get old.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But now what about if we go further south down to Miami Beach, to South Beach?
Yes. There you can see all the palm trees in the world. So after you, you know, do your exploring, you see the pirate ships, the Space Center, Disney World, you can just go to Miami, unwind, have a good time. You don't have to have any itinerary in mind.
Exactly. Exactly. Just have a little fun dancing and having some great food right there on South Beach. And that's what I like about Florida as well, is that it's so different and so diverse, because the northern panhandle part is so different from like the central part around Tampa and Orlando and everything. Then you go down to South Beach, to Miami, to Fort Lauderdale, to Key West.
Right.
And you get a totally different feel when you're down in that part of the state.
Yeah, and that's what's really unique about the state quarter, too, the design. You know, it's not just about the beaches. You'd think it would be a beach scene, but it's really, you know, showcasing all the things that you can do in Florida outside of the beaches, too.
Well, you know, I was reading something where they were trying to decide on the design. The person who sent in this particular design called it the Discovery pattern. And they call it Discovery because it also captured the part of the Spanish era when they were coming through Florida, because they were also discovering as well. So it's not only just space discovery that we talk about and that Florida is so well known for. When you think back to the Spaniards, there was a lot of discovery and exploration that took place during that period of time as well.
Right. And it's really cool to think, you know, you have treasures that were found at the bottom, the ocean floor, and then you know, you go to the Space Center where they're reaching for the stars, so they really cover everything.
They cover a little bit of everything. And I know if Doc Bill was here, he would cover the food. I mean, you can get some great seafood, you know, all along the coast there. And
yes.
Florida has so much coast. I mean, it really is a coastal state. It definitely is. It's completely coast almost.
Yes.
You almost can drive from one coast to the other, you know, very
now
quickly.
Now that would be a trip.
That would definitely be a trip. Definitely be a trip. But now, anything else for Florida, for our quarter state?
You know, speaking of that, my dad, both my parents went to University of Florida. And my dad, he describes watching the sun rise on the East Coast and then driving home and catching the sunset on the West Coast.
Yes.
All in one day.
So you can do that. You can just drive across the state. I love that idea. Hey, that sounds like a road trip, Olivia.
Yes.
And we can hang out with your parents, with your family.
Yes, and get some fresh seafood.
All of that sounds great to me. And talking about islands, now when we come back, we're going to talk about our trip down to Jekyll Island, because Joe, BJ, Russell Brown, Doc Bill, and I, and the winners of our contest with the Weston on Jekyll Island, we had a fantastic time. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Now, Olivia, you can go there also, too, and have an island experience. And for anyone who wants a little bit more information, check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be right back.
Gonna take a trip now. Come on.